Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 43. Now as Peter went here and there among them all, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, bedridden for 8 years, who was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Rise and make your bed." And immediately he rose, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him in the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, rise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa many days with Simon the tanner. When I read these miracles, it almost feels like I'm reading stories of Jesus. But this is Peter. These are miracles done through the believers. They were done by Christ, like Peter said to Aeneas, "Jesus Christ heals you." But they were done through the believers. These are examples of what Jesus was talking about in the book of John when he said, "Those who believe in me will do the works I am doing, and they'll do even greater things because I'm going to the Father." This early church is marked by miracles. In Acts chapter 2, we see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John go to the temple and they heal a lame beggar. In Acts chapter 4, they join together in prayer, and the place where they are praying is shaken. In Acts chapter 5, we see undeniable power of God in the story of Ananias and Sapphira. In Acts chapter 8, God miraculously transplants Philip to minister to the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts chapter 9, we see a dramatic conversion of Saul. What is the purpose of all the miracles? Certainly, there's an element of compassion in the healing miracles. The heart of God wants to see his children whole. But the main purpose is to direct us to God. In verse 35, after the healing of Aeneas, the result is that all the residents saw him and they turned to the Lord. In verse 42, after the resurrection of Tabitha, the result is that it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. God is able, even in our time, to do any miraculous sign he wants among us. But the real miracle is that hearts are turned to God. And so as we seek to be a church that's marked by this miraculous power of God, we should not make our focus the performing of impressive acts. We should make our focus the work of God that results in belief. If the things that we're doing, the church services, the education, the outreach, the intercession, the training up of our children to know the Lord, if those things are resulting in belief, then we've experienced a miracle. God's power is at work among us when people's hearts are turned to him. This is the kind of miracle that God can work through our life and our influence today. Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.